This is Lubbock's First News, 19 minutes after the hour. It's Thursday. Keep your fingers crossed. Hold your mouth right. Maybe we'll get a little bit more rain. You know, yesterday I walked outside in the morning and got, hit by about 1,000 drops, and it sprinkled a little bit, but it would be helpful to have that kind of activity for maybe 2 or 3 days. As far as mowing the grass at the house goes, it kind of puts the hurt on you there, but in the long run, everybody's happier when it rains. People spend more money when it rains. It's better for the economy when it rains. It's better for the lawn boy when it rains.
If
you can get him to show up.
Yeah. Everything right now looks east of us, north and east of us.
So all right,
far, no good.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up in October, we have an event that is put on by Car Chasers. I guess it's actually the Flat 12 Gallery proper. That would be Jeff Allen, Meg, and Eric Abels of Flat 12 and Car Chasers. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, now this event is going to be October the 4th at the Citibank Coliseum. It's going to be indoors, outdoors, and it's called Carmageddon.
Yes, it's funny. I nicknamed it that, and it kind of stuck, so we're going with it. So Carmageddon. Basically, we're going to have...
This is the end-all for motorheads.
That's right. That's what we're hoping. We're hoping every motorhead in Lubbock comes out to show how much car culture we have in Lubbock. We're going to be putting on... The Flatland Collector Car Auction will be going on out in the parking lot. We're going to have a car show that's not just one or two car clubs, but I want every single car club in Lubbock out there represented. And then in a certain portion of the parking lot, we're also going to be putting on an autocross.
So, okay,
now an autocross being where I guess you set up the cones and stuff and see if you can just, I guess, race for time?
Yes, that's
it. How do you get in on that?
You sign up? Well, yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to literally post it. We're going to cap it off to probably no more than 50 cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the most you can do in one day where everybody feels like they get enough runtime.
Yeah.
It's fun. I did it this weekend at South Plains Mall. I don't know if you saw that, but the Porsche Club put it on.
Uh-huh.
And, it's fun. It's a wonderful event. And if you never, I think it's great for people to go out and do it, especially the younger, drivers out there, because you learn car control.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to handle your car in a safe environment, because the worst thing you're going to do is take out a cone.
Yeah.
It's better than on the Lubbock streets.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, when you do this autocross thing, I mean, do you have Mabel show up in her 69 Caprice four-door?
I would love to have Mabel show up in her 69 Caprice, because then maybe after she runs it to the autocross, I could buy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would like to buy that one and flip it, right?
Yes, exactly. Because Mabel keeps her cars up nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you ever get any people when you go to these autocross things that are just like driving through slowly and they just want to kind of see what it's like, but they're not really serious? Drivers.
Correct. Yes. There's several people that do that because they want to get the feel of their car, like we're talking about. Then there's people like myself that don't take it too serious. We just go out there and have fun. And then there's the real aggressive guys that show up and it's all about winning at all cost.
Really?
What do they win?
Just the notoriety of having won? Right.
No.
And they get their picture on the Porsche website that shows that their time and their fastest time. And, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So when you say people get to do, plenty of runtime, how many times they get to do this?
Well, the first, as we did it on Saturday, was we went out two times, two different sessions. We ran 6 laps each time. And then the last time we went out for 4 time laps. So that's a lot. I mean, when you think about it, when you add that up, that's a lot of laps and a lot of track time.
Is there an admission charge to Carmageddon?
There will be probably $5.
Okay.
And kids 12 and under free again.
Now, the parking lot action will be probably free, right?
Actually, we haven't decided that yet because what's going to happen is the way that it's set up is it's going to be such a huge event. We're going to have to funnel people through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to go to the car show, those people are going to have an admission to have their car involved. We've got the autocross guys that are going to have, paid to be there. We're planning such a big event. I don't want to give up the surprise yet, but we're planning on having a couple celebrities come in. That's our plan.
Nice.
We want to make this huge, and we want to show off Lubbock. in a positive light and show that we can all get together and have a good time. And because, you know, I'm sick and tired of going to Dallas or Houston for these car events.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of traveling.
Yeah. When you could do that right here at home.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So I wanted to start doing something here. And the auction was such a big success in May, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
So that we thought, well, let's do it again. And then on top of it, let's incorporate the car shows and the autocross people, because they're all different groups. Mm-hmm. Car show person's not necessarily a guy that's going to go to an auction. And an auction guy is not necessarily a guy that's going to autocross. We're going to put them all together because we're all car people.
This should attract people from all over the area.
Yes. I'm hoping it's going to attract
from all over the state, well, New Mexico even.
I'm hoping Oklahoma, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last time we had people from Oklahoma, New Mexico, Louisiana, and California come to our auction. So now, I'm hoping we can get...
You had on there, you had a cap, and originally I think you were going for like 80 cars or something like that, and then it grew and grew and grew and grew. What did you end up having at the auction?
For the auction, yeah. We actually ran through 163 cars.
Wow.
So our...
And you had a waiting list.
And we had a waiting list, yes. And this time, I think once we open it up, you guys are, you're getting the, like, firsthand knowledge of this. I mean, we haven't announced it officially. I just came in here because I wanted you guys to have a heads up on it, and put it, mark it in your calendar, you know, the third and fourth, yeah. So that it's set. And then as soon as we open it up, which will probably be next week with the advertising blitz that we're going to do, then people can go to Lubbock Auto Auction, consign their cars right away, because we'll sell out. I know it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everything will sell out. I think all the autocross spaces will sell out. Definitely the auction will sell out, and probably the car show spaces.
Well, I have a question for you relative, you know, the signups and things like that for the cars that were auctioned in this last auction.
Mm-hmm.
What were the range of the cars that you got? I mean, were they, you know, from low to high? What was the highest auction bid, the bid for a car?
We had cars as low as like $3,000 that sold, and we had cars as high as $60,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And what were those, you recall?
We had some high-end 57 Chevys, you know, like Tri-5 cars, 55, 56, 57 Chevys.
Okay, now, I know you had a red Chevy in your shop. Is it still there, or did you auction that off?
I think it's gone. Yes.
So many cars.
Yes,
a little
you're talking about the 55,
yeah,
right?
Or 55, yeah.
Yes, I sold that car for $55,000. Yes, wow. It's gone.
Now you guys are getting ready to start filming your next season of Car Chasers.
Yes, Monday we start right here in Lubbock.
And
all
this is
back
season
up.
Number three.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Wonderful. They're glutton for punishment. They're bringing us back.
I got to ask you now: is the Carmageddon thing? Is this whole function? Are you going to have snippets of this in the season?
Yes, it's actually going to be our season finale.
Nice.
So it's going to be neat because it's going to give everybody in Lubbock and the surrounding areas a chance that wanted to be on TV, you know, that opportunity. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't guarantee camera time because it's going to be busy and things are going to be going on, but cameras are going to be there. That's the whole point of this, was to show the stuff that we do other than just cars. And I mean, well, I should say it's all car related, but the auction side of things. So we're real excited that we're going to be able to incorporate that on the show this time.
Good.
And you're also doing a little charity event prior to the big event.
Yes, for anybody
so that's really cool.
For all the sponsors that are going to be on a board and anybody who consigns a car or has a bidder's badge, we're going to have preview night on October 3rd. And we're going to kick that off with a charity auction. And basically the way we're going to select the charity is just like we do everything else. We're going to put all the local charities into a bowl, and we're going to draw one out at the end of the night, and all the money's going to go to them.
Nice.
So we're very excited about that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Giving back to the community.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, it should be good. It's Carmageddon, the 4th of October at Citibank Auditorium. That's going to involve, I guess, another Flat 12 auction.
Yes, Flatland Collector Car Auction, yep.
And then you're also going to have the outdoor stuff with the autocross. Stay tuned right here. We'll have more details for you as they roll out. I guess next week's, what is it, Monday it all comes out?
I hope so.
Do you just drive the coolest car?
No, not really? My daily car. My daily car is a four-door BMW.
Oh.